Our guest at the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Listen, I saw something on Facebook, and not to make too much of it, but it was very intriguing for a place called Dewberry Farm. And this is, I guess, within the Greenville city limits, but it's just through the south of I-30 over there on the east side. But there was a post the other day. It said, "What movies do you want to see at a drive-in this fall?" So that was pretty intriguing, and this is sort of an entertainment venue and place to go and enjoy the outdoors. So anyway, I'm hopeful that maybe something will come of that, and we might have some outdoor movies in the fall.
Wonderful idea. I'm glad to see it.
Wouldn't that be fun? And so I said I'd like to see Easy Rider.
Okay, yeah, great.
American Graffiti.
Oh.
And True Grit. The original True Grit. I think those would all be great drive-in movies. So we'll see if anything comes of that, but I'm hopeful. So, and we're watching. All right, so we're going to talk with Alice here about a couple of more or less new movies. Radioactive, a biopic about the great scientist Marie Curie, and this is now on Amazon Prime, Alice?
Correct, yes. They had, this is another one that was originally going to go to the big screen because it's got some pretty big stars, but they've now decided to release it that way. And so you can watch it for free if you have Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Marie Curie and her husband, Pierre Curie, discovered radium and I discovered polonium. And so she's one of the major scientific figures. Really, in history,
and movies in the past have glossed over them. This one gives them actual personalities, that there are people that are flawed and human and extremely interesting. But she's a feminist early on, mm-hmm. Before the 20th century even.
And you've seen the movie.
Yes, I have.
And enjoyed it.
Very, very good. And Rosamund Pike plays her, and Rosamund is just wonderful in this, as she is in everything. Just totally versatile. She's kind of she's our British Meryl Streep, I'd say.
Mm, I had not heard of her name before, which I'm embarrassed to say, but Rosamund Pike, and then a fella named Sam Riley plays Pierre Curie. In the movie.
Yes, he was. I wasn't familiar with him, but Rosamund was in Gone Girl and Hostels and A Private War just lately.
Yeah.
But she started as a Bond girl. So.
Oh wow! Is that right? And now she's playing Marie Curie. Well,
that's right.
What a career she's had. And Marie Curie, the first woman to win the Nobel Prize and the only woman to win it twice. So what a story there. Yeah, and it's called Radioactive. And that is on Amazon Prime. We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Now, another movie I think that you've seen is called Secret Dare to Dream with Katie Holmes.
Right. It's another one that was going to be on the big screen, but it is coming out actually today, probably. Mm-hmm. It's online, and I think it's not going to be free. But it's based on a book, a best-selling book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And it's a formulaic romance drama with Katie Holmes and Josh Lucas. It's very familiar to me. It seems like I think I know this story. It's so much like the ones that Nicholas Sparks has done. He's got a whole series of them. They're called, instead of romantic comedies, they're dramatic comedies.
Mm.
And he has sort of a formula, and it's definitely, they're always in the South. They always have attractive leads, and it's a kind of predictable romance. But this one is done well with the acting, and it is not Nicholas Sparks. It's directed by Andy Tennant, and it's just good, comfortable escapist entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I wrote it down as a romance and adventure. There's an adventure aspect to this as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's rated PG, so suitable for a family audience. That's something a lot of people, I'm sure, are looking for.
Yes.
So Secret Dare to Dream, and that is going to be available. Is that on any particular streaming source, or Is it going to be
on several
different ones? Okay, so shouldn't have any trouble finding that Secret Dare to Dream. Well, we've got a moment or two left. I saw the number one box office movie last week, and of course, this is mostly streaming, is The Rental, which is a horror movie. I'm not sure why we need more horror these days, but some people apparently are seeking it out. And that was number one. And then I see, Alice, also the Majestic 12 in Greenville continues to be open, and they're showing mostly classic movies. So there's quite a few movies that maybe you've never seen on the big screen before that you could see if you wanted to venture into a movie theater.
That's right. They are, by the way, only open for 3 or 4 days a week now. They're not open for the whole week. They just decided that a couple of days ago.
Several days a week, so you could check on that. But I see Rio Bravo is one with John Wayne and Dean Martin.
Wow.
That'd be great to see on the big screen, wouldn't it?
And
Jaws.
Okay.
Now, there's one you cannot appreciate, watching on a small screen, and certainly not on, some kind of smartphone or whatever. You got to see that one on the big screen. So. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning on the phone line.
All right. Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.